Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. It is June 9th, 2016, and this is my first show in good little bit of time, actually. I've been gone. I've been doing a little moving, a little traveling. I'm back in Atlanta now, so this is my first live show in Atlanta in years, actually. So excited about that. But I got caught right at the beginning of my show because my show started, my theme music didn't start, and I'm looking and waiting and realized that even though I set it to automatically start, it didn't. So I had to click on there and make sure that y'all got my theme music. 646-652-4479 is the call-in number. Tonight I actually will accept a few callers. But tonight I'm going to be introducing someone to you. Years ago, I started this show to promote talent that I worked with directly and give them a format to talk about themselves, basically, when it gets down to it, let people know who they are, what they're all about, things of that nature. Of course, that grew into interviewing guests within the industry, magazine publishers, video directors, agents, all kind of different people. I translated over to sports a little bit over the last few years, most recently. Also business, of course, because I have my business consulting company. I'll talk about that later. But again, tonight I'm going to focus on new people again. We are in Atlanta, and of course Atlanta has a lot of opportunities for people who are serious. At a certain point, you have to get yourself serious. So tonight we get to introduce a young woman who has decided to make a push in regards to modeling, and we're going to get to introduce her right now. Her name is Panicia. I'm going to mispronounce her last name just like that. Njoku. And we're going to bring her on right about now. Panicia, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Thank you for being on tonight.
Mhm. Thanks for having me.
She said, "Mhm." All right, we're going to have to loosen this up now. I know this is my first show in a while, but come on now. All right. So first and foremost, thank you again for taking the time out. I know it's late. But I wanted to make sure that we had an opportunity to introduce my audience, and we actually do have a lot of people listening, looks like, tonight from all over the place. So first and foremost, where are you from, Panicia?
I'm from Sacramento, California.
Oh, Sactown. Now,
yeah.
Your last name, of course, lends me to believe, that you have a specific ethnicity. What would that be?
Yes, I'm Nigerian from Africa, homeland.
All right. Nigerian beauty. I got you. All right.
Yes.
Sacramento. Now, I've never been actually to Cali. Somehow, it'll never happen. What's Sacramento like?
It's a small town. It's fast-paced. It's a mixing pot, a melting pot of a whole bunch of different races, different people. I've been there my whole life, so I'm just used to everything about it. It's cool. Mm-hmm. It's not as big as Atlanta, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you end up in Atlanta?
Well, initially I came to visit family, and they put me on that there were a lot of opportunities here as far as modeling and acting and things. So I applied to a few agencies, and that's how I got hooked up to the IMTM modeling agency. So here I am.
Okay. Why in this instance then? Well, let me ask you this question first. How long have you been thinking about pursuing modeling, first of all?
I would say for years. I haven't been hardcore pursuing it, but I've gotten a lot of recommendations, and I've thought to myself, I can see myself doing this. This is something I just need the opportunity to hook up with those people, put me in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm. So that being said, here's the next question. Why? Because, of course, with the advent of you being here in Atlanta and stuff like that, why modeling? Because, of course, people say, you know, recommendations, or you think you should do it, or you look cute, or you look pretty, or you're gorgeous, or you got great hair. But why are you deciding that you want to take it more seriously, you're going to do it hardcore, as you mentioned? What was it that made you make that decision?
Honestly, I would say because I feel like God made me the way I am as far as body-wise, appearance-wise, to do more than to just work the average 9-to-5. You know, I feel like he made me to promote a product, to market, to get people to buy the things I'm trying to sell, or to wear the things that I'm promoting, you know, things like that. I'm meant to, like, network and be around people, not just stuck in, like, an office working 9-to-5 every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that being said, then let me ask, I'm going in and out of the order of questions that I initially had, because you're giving some great answers right now. With you having this drive to push yourself, okay, now you know you better than anybody else, right? But you, of course, are around other people who they also say certain things that they want to make a push towards something that they want to do. Let me ask you a question.
Right.
Why do you feel so many actually never finish what they start when they first decide to pursue their dreams?
Well, the first thing I would say, in my opinion, would be finances, because it takes a lot to be the boss. Like, you have to invest in yourself, invest in pictures, portfolio, and spend money on top of your everyday life that you already have as far as children, paying bills, you know, and taking time off of work just to go to casting calls and things like that. So I can see a lot of people quitting and saying, okay, well, I'm going to start this but not finish it, just based on that alone.
Okay. What else?
I would say some people maybe didn't think about what they were getting into before they got into it, and they just jumped in, and then they just along the way were like, hey, just got lazy with it. It probably wasn't their actual passion or what they wanted to do.
Okay. Now, both of those reasons are valid reasons. But, of course, I got to poke a hole in both of them. The first one, as far as money, of course, there's a lot of people who always, you know, will say, hey, I need to do this and I need to do that, and then somehow magically sometimes come up with the cash flow to do it, right? And some of those things might not be necessarily so big of a deal or even important in the stream of things as compared to whatever they say their dream is, a.k.a. going to the club on the weekend. A.K.A. getting that bottle of a particular alcoholic beverage of choice, right? That outfit, those shoes, and things of that nature, things that technically are only kind of one-and-done items as compared to whatever that pursuit is, whether it be, you know, modeling or acting or music, going into the studio, you know, or getting those pictures and things of that nature. The importance of it, and like you said, the other part of it is the drive part of it, and really not being serious in the first place. That's a hindrance, because the problem is with that, you're involving other people, of course, you know?
Right.
And so that's why, you know, when you're just first getting started, and that's one reason I wanted to have someone brand new on the show tonight, is you have your own, of course, like you said, circumstances, of course, hindrances, obstacles, or whatnot. So far, you haven't let any of those things slow you down. You know, and of course, I personally know some of them are, and don't throw everything out there, of course, but you could have just said, hey, don't worry about it. I ain't going to do it. However, you haven't done that, right? And I'll go ahead and tell the audience this. Yeah, just this past weekend, she had her a test shoot, her first shoot with where someone is, you know, instructing her on what to do, outfits, the whole nine yards, and she did very well. I actually have some great images that I'm able to use. I actually have submitted Kenesha to some opportunities using those photos that she didn't have the week before. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's only because she made a decision that she's going to drive a certain distance from where she lived out to the location of where she was going to have to shoot. And there's a lot of people, and we'll use Atlanta as an example, there's a lot of people in Atlanta who will not drive from Decatur to Atlanta. You see what I'm saying? 15-20-minute drive, they won't do it. They won't get on the train. They won't get on the bus. They won't get an Uber. See, we didn't have Uber back in the day. See? You know, they won't do what is easily necessary. And so from the standpoint of the people who are going to want to hire a person, again, why are they obligated to try to work with someone who's not even trying on their own to do anything? And it's obvious. And that's a big point, especially in a city like Atlanta. If you're not even looking like you're trying, why should you get picked? You see what I'm saying? So
right.
I just want to make sure that the audience as a whole, and hopefully any of your friends and family and future supporters are listening, because again, you could be looked at as even a role model for those who are, you know, starting off from scratch and starting off over a period of time. It's not like you're, you know, quote unquote, your younger days right now. Of course, you're not old or anything like that, but you know,
right.
It's a matter of everybody has a stepping stone. Yeah, I ain't throwing you up there like that. Everybody has a stepping stone, but there is no limit to what you can do if you really want to do it, right? So let me ask you this question, and then we're going to take a quick break. Let's see, where I'll make sure I don't lose my place here. Oh, what are some of the things that you have seen in the industry that you personally would like to do one day?
Ooh, I would love, love, love more than anything to be the face of a fashion line or a makeup line, but preferably fashion. I could see myself doing that, and that would be like a dream come true.
Okay, any particular one? Because you know me, I usually try to get you to be specific about stuff. Any particular
Honestly,
one?
Honestly, I'm not picky. Long as the clothes are cute and they look good on me, which I'm sure they will, then I'm not choosy. So.
Oh, look at you. Sure they will, as long as they're cute. I hear you. All right, so let's on that note, let's do this. Don't go anywhere. We're going to keep you on the show for a few more questions. I'm going to take a quick little break. Everyone, again, the number, if you would like to call in, if you're someone who knows Kenesha personally, you're getting to listen to the show, or you're a new audience member, call in 646-652-4479. I did not open up the chat room tonight. Sorry, folks, if you're online, you have to call in if you want to talk tonight. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to come back real soon with Kenesha here in Atlanta, Georgia, on Thursday night. It is Thursday, right? And we'll be right back. This is
IMTM.
Barely, I know. Oh, yeah, it's almost 12 o'clock, right? Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, we'll be right back.
Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poetry styles, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson Delilah. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, which chicks or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLEGT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular hectic, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself
But if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter, and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition, 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 you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Gun in my hand, finger on the trigger. Looking you dead in the eye, courage getting bigger. Looking at you sweat, you thinking will he do it? Mirror, mirror on the wall, can I? Let me prove it. Whoa, let me step back. That sounded kind of violent. That's not the type I am. Some may call me silent, even quiet. But definitely not Wyatt. Herb, this ain't the Wild Wild West. Not if I was Captain Kirk. It's the remix, part two of competition. Microphone, my weapon of choice. Please don't get it twisted if you miss it. Turn on the television. To enter 1079. Get the ADC late edition. Forgotten my name, let me tell you how it's spelled. INTEWBCT. Hit me on my email. Yeah. ATL is where I dwell. Don't be forgetting that when it's time for records to sell. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing.
INTEWBCT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I have the microphone in my hand right now. It is time for me to show you how I get down. Been a long time coming, much anticipated. 10 years in the making, very complicated. For all of you who are listening to this particular track, out of live radio MP3, play it back. In regards to my intro, if you ask who this be, 1994 grad, Kendrick Cherokee. If you need more specifics, then wait until it's over. Better yet, buy it, read the album cover. Either way, I believe you will be satisfied with what I say. My lyrics different, this I cannot lie. I have the opportunity to get into this game. Now press rewind a couple of times so you don't forget my name. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing.
Hey everyone, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, coming back. Yes, that was me, since somebody had to ask. Yes, that's one of my tracks, you know, because I do a lot. Anyway, 646-652-4479, we have Kenesha on the line, a new model in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, and it looks like we have, well, we had two people. We have one person, looks like from the 916 area code, but we're going to bring Kenesha back on. Hey, Kenesha, you still with us?
Yes, hi.
Hey, there you go. All right, so let's do this. I want to ask two more questions, and then we're going to go ahead and let the – actually, let's do this. I think I have enough time. Let's go ahead and invite this caller in and see who this might be.
Okay.
Hi, caller. You're live on IMT Worldwide Radio. Who am I speaking to?
This is Melanie. Can you
hi,
hear me?
Melanie, how you doing?
Yes, I'm calling from the 916, baby. I just want to send a to my niece, Kenesha Ninjaku. She's hot. She's from Cali. This is where we do it at. I'm her auntie, and I love
hi,
my auntie.
Auntie.
You go ahead, baby.
Thank you, auntie. I love you, too.
I'm so proud of you, baby. You know I'm listening.
Thank you. Yes,
and y'all
I
better
know.
Get up on that, Atlanta. Y'all better not let her come back to Cali or it's over. Y'all better get her while it's
right,
Auntie Chocolate Crazy, a.k.a. Miss Chocolate, on the line.
Hey.
Hey, baby. Hey. Yeah, you make me want to come to Georgia, baby.
I see. This has gotten all kind of interesting now. Well, it's good. And again, it's a matter of when you can have family support of any kind, it's always a big deal. And you got people here right now calling, you know, 3 hours away, time zone wise. So that's pretty cool. I appreciate that.
Yes, it is.
Me too.
Right now.
Oh, say that one more time.
I said I'm in Sacramento, California right now.
Sac County?
Yes,
tell 916 what's the business? They don't know nothing about this. Beautiful.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, before we let you go, any other parting words for your niece here?
Just get her while she's hot. She's hot. Beautiful.
Hot cross bun.
Yes. Brown skin popping, baby. Brown
yeah,
skin popping.
Twice on Sunday.
I love you, baby.
I love you,
I'm
too.
I'm proud of you. I see you sitting up here with a big old smile on my face I can't take off. And can she please have a recording of this? Because we have a lot more family that might not, don't know how to, like me, took me a minute to get through. So we have plenty of family out here in California to Atlanta. We have family there. My mother's there. My grandmother's there. And I just want y'all to give her a recording so we can all share this.
So you'll get it. Don't worry. She'll get you the information probably within the next 24 hours. So no problem.
Okay. Congratulations. And y'all better grab my niece because she hot. Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Take care
now. She's playing all everything she do. All right. Thank you.
Bye. Now, how was that, Kanisha? Did you like that?
Yeah, my auntie's my favorite. She's always...
That was pretty awesome calling in like that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you these two questions before I get lost here.
Okay.
That was a nice little segment right there. Okay. Question: what do you think is important when it comes to going after modeling goals in general, just in your brief history of doing it? What do you think is most important?
Making sure your appearance is 100% at all times, because you never know who's going to see you and who's going to want you to be in their video or their commercial, and the first impression is everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's very important. What else? Maybe one more thing.
I would say hygiene, because a lot of people may think that they want to be a model or think they have what it takes. They might not have, like, the best of hygiene. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a first. We'll leave that right there, though. Okay. The next question: what advice would you give to those wanting to get started from scratch on whatever goals that they have? They bump their head Tuesday. They want to do something Wednesday. What advice would you give them?
I would say take it day by day, because thinking about it as a whole will stress you out. So if you can accomplish one goal, small goal a day, it will add up until it's your huge overall goal.
Okay. I can dig that. Let's do this. I'm going to bring in one more caller. It looks like from the 916 area code again, before I ask my last question. I got only about a minute, though. We can't keep them on too long, so let's see who it is.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You're live on INTN Worldwide Radio. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Gloria. I am Anisha's grandmother.
Hi, Grandma.
I have a 916 number, but I live in Georgia.
Hi,
can't
Gloria.
Can't give up the number.
Nice to meet you. I don't know. No, definitely not. Don't do that. It's great for you to be able to call in. Any comments you'd like to give to your granddaughter while we're on?
Yes. You sound great on the radio.
Thank you.
That should be something that you should also consider doing. You sound fantastic on the radio. Sounds like you know what you're doing, and you're very poised with it. So
thank you.
Maybe you'll get a spot. Hopefully.
That's a great point. One of the reasons when I started doing the show years ago to have some of the new talents get an opportunity to find out if this is something that they could do, and you wouldn't know that this is the first time she's ever done it so far. You know,
I know
she's nervous,
though,
but she's doing very good. So it's a matter of she'll have some documentation now that if somebody wanted to give her a shot at co-hosting something, now she has some documentation. It's all about documentation. It's what you can prove.
Right.
There's no reason why just because you're getting started, you can't show enough for someone to give you a chance. And this is some element how she can do that. So.
Congratulations.
Hi,
Kiara. I love
That's
you.
That's my great grandson sent congratulations to his mom.
Oh, wow. That's a great moment. Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, I didn't want to take up too much time, but is there any other comments you would like to give your granddaughter before we let you go?
Go, Kenesha, and God bless, and Godspeed.
Thank you.
Love you.
I love you, too. I love you, Kier.
He said he love you, too. Okay.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Yeah, bye. Care.
Thank you.
I can assure you, you need all the fans tonight, boy, I tell you. And again, and your grandmother brought it up. It's one of the reasons that, you know, initially I created the show. And again, it's just, you know, proof in the pudding. You put yourself in a position to show that you can do a little something. Guess what? It's harder for people to ignore you. So, see, right now you're building it up. You have some pictures now, people noticing those. You have some radio now, people going to definitely notice that, right? You got people asking 3,000
right.
miles away, can I get the recorded? You know, you got all these people, you know, so you're doing a little something that a lot of people, again, it's 11:26 at night, and it's 11:27, 60 seconds from now, and people are going to be asleep, right?
Right.
And, you know, shoot, my days, of course, don't ever end. You already know that. But, again, it's a matter of how much drive do you have to go from day to day to say, what can I do to, you know, prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that I deserve these chances that I'm looking for?
Right.
So great job. Great job. One
thank
more question.
You. Okay.
Probably two more questions. You know, you said you would want to be like the face of like a fashion line or something like that, as long as you're cute in the clothes and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah.
Have you thought about anything as far as on the acting side? Because remember, you are in Atlanta. There are a lot of movie studios here and whatnot. Have you ever thought about anything on the acting side yet, or have you gotten that far?
I've never thought about it. I've mainly been focusing on, like, the modeling aspect, but I feel like I'm dramatic enough to be an actress, too, so I feel like I can do everything that I put my mind to doing.
Okay. Where can people find you on social media?
Ooh, my Instagram is Gin and then Poppin with P-O-P-P-P, three P's, I-N. That's my Instagram. And then my Facebook is Nook Ninjaku, N-U-K, last name N-J-O-K-U. And that's all the social media I have for now. Oh, no.
Excellent.
Online. Okay, I have Snapchat. Oh. I have Snapchat, sorry. Snapchat. And my Snapchat name is Igbo. It's I-G-B-O.
Cool. For everyone listening, if you didn't get those, just make sure you go to blogtalkradio.com/IMPM Worldwide. That's M as in Mary. And you'll be able to hear of this particular episode and be able to review the whole episode to get all that information once again. We're going to get ready to wrap it up. I'm sorry for the one caller. Actually, let's see if we can get them all real quick. I think I might have 30 seconds or so. Hold on. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Who am I speaking with?
Taiwana.
Hi, Taiwana. How you doing?
I'm good.
Hi.
How are you? Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm
good. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to say I'm really glad that you have this type of show that, you know, that you bring on new talent and you introduce them to the world. And I just think that this is just a great experience and opportunity for people that want to be in the entertainment business or acting or modeling. This is just a great way to introduce them. So good job to you.
Thanks. Great, thank you. I appreciate that. I know Kenesha does too. We have to let you go because I'm about to end the show, but thank you for that. I'm actually about to repeat some information for everyone on the show tonight who was listening in can actually get in contact. If you visit my website, www.imtmworldwide.com, that is the website of everything that I do. So that way you can get an overview of the things that I do, things that I've done, processes, procedures, all that kind of good stuff. Because as I said, there's a lot that's in store here in the city, and I'm back. So, again, Kenesha, you're still there, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you again for being on the show. I'm going to go ahead and close it out. And
thank
look
you
forward
for having
to
me.
You on the show. No problem. I look forward to having you on the show real soon.
Okay, thank you.
Well, folks, that's the show tonight. It was a short show, but it was a good show. Hopefully, hear from y'all again real soon. Y'all take care. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio.